From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
In 2 Peter 3, verse 9 and 10, we read these words: The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Peter, in this third chapter of 2 Peter, is drawing our attention to the fact of the second coming of Christ. The Apostle Peter is pointing out that although many do not believe and will not accept and even mock the doctrine of the second coming of the Son of God, that Christ will come again to this earth. Peter also points out in this chapter that when the Lord Jesus returns again the second time, that he will come as judge and not as saviour. He will come not to show mercy to this world, but to judge this world for its sin. But Peter also points out in this third chapter one of the reasons why the second coming of Christ has not taken place as yet. And that reason is to give sinners as much time as possible to turn from their sin and prepare for Christ's second coming. Peter reveals to us in verse 9 the long-suffering of God towards sinners. Here we see one of the reasons why the Son of God prolongs his second advent. It is to give sinners the opportunity to repent and turn to God for salvation. As we come to consider this text today, I want you to notice a number of things. First of all, that men perish in their sins. The word perish in the text means to be lost or to lose. It is speaking about losing your soul in hell forever. Therefore, here is the solemn fact of the matter. Men can lose their souls in hell forever. Men can perish and will perish in their sin if they die in the spiritual condition that they have been born in. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Word of God reveals to us that every man is born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And if we die in that spiritual condition, without having our sins forgiven, then we will perish. The Bible is full of examples of men and women who perished and were lost forever. In Numbers chapter 16, we read about the judgment of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. In 2 Peter 3 verse 6, we read of those who died in the flood in the book of Genesis, perishing in the judgment of God. In Luke 16, we read of the rich man who perished and went to hell. In Luke 13, Christ warned the people in his public ministry that if they died in their sin, they would perish forever. Sinner, don't think you cannot perish and be lost, because you can and you will if you die in your sin. And that's what the Bible clearly teaches. But secondly, notice in our text that Christ has no pleasure in men perishing. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not willing that any should perish." Here we see the sympathizing Saviour. In Ezekiel 33 verse 11 it says concerning the Lord, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die?" Here we can see clearly, again, in the Old Testament, that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. What has the Saviour done to demonstrate that he is not willing that any should perish? Well, he has done two things. Christ has provided a means of escape. Christ has given man time to repent. The truth is, men do not have to perish. Sinners do not have to be lost in hell forever. There's a means of escape, and the Saviour has provided that means of escape through his death and resurrection. The Lord Jesus has provided a way whereby the sinner can be saved from hell and judgment. John 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And we read in Titus, and the chapter 2 and verse 13 and 14, these wonderful words, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Christ died and rose again to provide salvation for you and I, so that we don't have to perish. Indeed, the Saviour's desire is that all should come unto him and be saved. The Saviour is long-suffering, as verse 9 says. Not only has Christ provided a way of escape, but he has also provided time, given time, for the sinner to repent. The Lord was patient in the days of Noah. For 120 years before the flood came, Noah built the ark and preached to the people, but they refused to come. And the Lord is still long-suffering and merciful and still patient. The Lord gives you and I time to turn from our sin and find eternal redemption through his sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary. Oh, my friend, I wonder, will you avail yourself of the time that God has given you today? And will you call upon him? Thank God, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And because of the provision that Christ has made upon the cross of Calvary, you today can find eternal redemption through the blood of the Lamb. And you can make peace with God and be reconciled to God through the death of his Son. But thirdly, notice that men can only be saved from perishing if they repent. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Repentance is necessary for sinners to be saved. Repentance means turning away from sin. Repentance involves seeing and feeling sin to be not only deadly to the soul, but a filthy and hateful thing in God's sight. Repentance involves a basic change of attitude to sin. It produces sorrow for and hatred of sin, with a purpose to forsake sin and serve God instead of the former love for it. Repentance is a change of mind to sin, a change of emotion and regret for sin, and a change of will towards sin. In other words, repentance means turning away from sin unto God It means forsaking sin and obeying God. Repentance is a command of God to all sinners who want to escape the punishment of hell. I wonder, have you ever repented of your sin, turned away from your sin, forsaken your sin? Acts 17 verse 30 says, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 3 verse 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. The Catechism asks the question, what is repentance unto life? And then it gives this answer. Repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin, an apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, doth with grief and hatred of sin turn from it unto God with full purpose of an endeavour after new obedience. Oh, I wonder, have you ever repented of your sin? Again, there are many examples in the Bible of those who repented of their sin. Acts chapter 9, Saul of Tarsus turned from his sin and was gloriously saved. John chapter 4, the woman of Samaria, who was full of sin, an adulterous woman, turned from her adultery, turned from her sin, and was gloriously saved. The Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16 turned from his wickedness and sin. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verse 9, we read concerning the people of Thessalonica that they turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. Oh, I wonder today, would you not turn from your idols? Idols will never save you. What you're trusting in apart from Jesus Christ will never redeem your precious soul. But you must come by faith and in repentance to Christ and trust Him alone as your own and personal Redeemer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.